Pleased to be joined on the line right now by the Member of Parliament for Peace River Westlock, Arnold Pearson. I guess, first of all, sir, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
No problem at all.
All right. Main thing we want to talk about here, we just got done the most recent session of Parliament, and I believe the first one after the election we had a little while ago. So definitely some interesting things to follow out of that. I guess, what are kind of some of the big things you've taken out of this first session under the new government of sorts?
Yeah, so we got back there. Everybody got sworn in. That was quite a hoopla. I don't think, in my experience, it never happened so quickly. So we had on the kind of the days before Parliament started, we had probably like every half an hour people getting sworn in, right up until the moments that Parliament started. So that was kind of a new experience.
And one of the big takeaways that a lot of people are noticing from this federal government right now is definitely a appetite of sorts from the federal government and from Minister Carney on trying to get more nation-building projects. You'll have some more big infrastructure, you know, for the country. I guess what's kind of sort of your thoughts on that?
Liberal government brought in Bill C-5. That's kind of what everybody's been talking about, this nation-building projects bill. As conservatives, we're quite frustrated with it because we've been calling for kind of a system change. Get rid of Bill C-69, the No More Pipelines Act, get rid of the tanker ban, C-48, and get rid of the production cap so that Alberta can produce as much oil as we need to. Those kind of bills that kind of built a structural impediment to building big national projects. And so the Liberal solution to that was, rather than admitting that they'd caused this over the last 10 years of their regulation, they brought in a new bill that would allow basically the cabinet to pick a number of hand-picked projects that then would be exempt from those regulations. And so we were able to amend that bill so that, because they basically just wanted an ability to exempt these national building projects from all the Canadian laws. And so we managed to put in an amendment that made it so that, well, C-69, it could be exempt from the tanker ban, it could be exempt from a number of other things it could be exempt from. It wouldn't be exempt from things like the ethics commissioner or ethics rules or the lobbying rules or these kinds of things, because we're somewhat suspicious that the Liberals are going to hand these projects out to their friends once again. So that bill did pass. It just passed the Senate here about a week ago, and so we'll see if Mr. Carney at the end of the summer has a whole handful of big major projects that he's ready to announce so that we can get some pipelines built in this country.
Also been a particular point of discussion has been around, spending from the federal government. I don't believe there has been what you would call a full-blown budget presentation of sorts with the kind of the new regime since the election. I guess, what are kind of some of your thoughts on that particular topic?
We actually put forward a motion calling for the government to present a budget this spring. They seemed in a panic to get Parliament up and running. We anticipated that would be because they wanted to present a budget, and yet when we got there, then they said, oh no, there won't be any budget until the fall. They did come out with the estimates, however, which is not a budget. It's kind of just saying what they've spent so far and what they anticipate spending. And without a plan, it's kind of challenging to see how that adds up to. We're anticipating a $130+ billion deficit this year, which is so much for the fiscal restraint that Mark Carney said he was going to bring to Parliament, because I don't think in Justin Trudeau's entire time as the Prime Minister, he ever had a $130 billion deficit. So inflation we expect to continue because of spending like this, and these are the affordability is what everybody is concerned about, and we don't think that that's going to abate as conservatives at all. So we've been calling for fiscal restraint and reduction of the deficit, but it looks like it's not going to happen.
Of course, Parliament's kind of on their break right now. I know you've been already making the rounds in the constituency the past little bit. I guess, what are going to be some of the big things kind of ahead for you in the next little bit once Parliament gets back going in the fall?
Yeah, so I'm a new task on the Veterans Affairs Committee, so I'll be digging into what that all means. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to passing C4, which is the repeal of the carbon tax, something that we'd campaigned on for a very long time. C4 passed its first vote in Parliament, and so it was off to committee. We should be able to pass that in the fall to make sure that the carbon tax goes away forever. So looking forward to that.
All right, some interesting things going on there. Arnold Pearson, Member of Parliament for Peace River Westlock. Thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you so much, Kyle. Anytime.